What? Get out of here. What? No, it can't be. What? Is this another episode of To Be Continued with Cristela Alonso? Get out of here. Get out of my face with that. There's no way. There's no way this is happening. Guess what? It's happening. Oh my. What's up, everybody? What's going on? Finally, another episode of To Be Continued with Cristela Alonso. Guess what? I've said my name twice, I think. So guess who I am? I'm Cristela Alonso. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Christmas. Merry Navidad. All of it. If you don't celebrate it, then, you know, like, happy Saturday and L'chaim or whatever, you know. This is actually, like I said, a brand spanking new episode of To Be Continued with Cristela Alonso. My gift to all of my four listeners. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, all of my four listeners. This is a new podcast episode. Ta freaking da, everyone. You know, Santa Claus decided to bring you a new episode because I realized that all of you have been very good, good people this year, and you deserved it. I'm sorry, I can't even say that, like, seriously. It's like I'm taking myself way too seriously. But for real, I was trying to shop for all of you four listeners, but you're so hard to shop for. So I figured a new episode would be okay. So sorry if you don't like it, but you can't return it. Okay, let's get started. I know. It's been months. About, what, half a year or so since I've done one of these. To tell you the truth, it's been a hell of a wild year for me. And of course, this will surprise no one because there were times that I would consider doing a new podcast and then I'd talk myself out of it, like, who wants to hear me, blah, blah, blah. And then finally I got over it, boom, guess what? Here I am. And I know I have a tendency to do that, you know, I'll probably talk about that a couple more times. I'm the person that likes to talk myself out of doing things. And I've been working really hard on that with my therapist. It comes from this constant thinking I grew up with that I never thought I was good enough, you know? Chicago was right with the song. Thinking like that is such a hard habit to break. You know, it's a hard habit to break. I love that song. When I was a kid, I was so obsessed with love songs. My sister loved them. So, you know, I grew up listening to what my sister heard a lot of times. So I was obsessed with love songs, but I wasn't in a relationship or anything because obviously I was a little kid. So I had to imagine breaking up with things I like pizza or cookies, you know what I mean? But either way, hey, losing a loved one or losing a good slice of pizza or cookies, guess what? The pain felt real, and no one can take that away from me. So, like I said, I just wanted to check in and say hello. As usual, I hope everybody is doing the best that they can. I know that's what I'm trying to do myself. Again, I have to be honest, though, it's been tough. It's strange how sometimes life can feel really high or really low. You know, professionally, this year has been fun and busy. You know, they say, here's the thing. They say that busy is always a good thing. But one thing I've realized, it's that it's really not, at least not all the time. I think that so many of us are taught the idea that we have to constantly work, work, work to feel like we're accomplishing stuff. But one thing I've been focusing on is trying to be busy with things I want to be busy with. That's the tricky part. Because if you say yes to too much, you can really mess yourself up with stress. The past couple of years really taught me that. And look, I realize, hey, I know that what I'm saying is coming from a place of privilege. Not all of us can be busy doing only things we want to do because, hey, let's face it. I come from a family. I know when you need money to pay bills, work is work and people do what they need to do to pay those bills. But seriously, you know, like the one thing I've really tried to focus on is trying to do, get this, one thing that I normally say no to. And this is usually one happy thing that I keep holding off as a reward. You know, I always say to myself, oh, not right now. I'll get to that later. I've got all this work to do. You know, once my work is done, then I'll do this thing. And I realize that that moment never comes. And I think I've talked about this in my podcast before, but, you know, my mom is a perfect example of that. My mom always wanted to go to a movie theater. She always wanted to go see a movie theater, like a movie at a movie theater here in the States, in the United States. She never went. And she always kept saying, later, later. But she kept making herself so busy that when she passed away, she never got to see the movie she wanted. And then I start thinking, why? You know, she was working every day. Her days off were Mondays. And on Mondays, we wouldn't go to the movies because, you know, either lack of money or we needed to do some cleaning that we thought was important or something. The priorities were weird, you know, and off. But that's how she grew up, right? So now I'm trying to not do that. And one thing I've realized is that when I actually do the thing that I normally say no to, when I really do that thing that I want to do, guess what? I'm actually happy that I did it. And I realize that it was okay for me to do it, you know? But I'll get into that later. So let me see. Let me check in with everybody. Merry Christmas, like I said. Feliz Navidad to all of my four listeners. I hope today is what you want it to be, regardless of whether it's full of people around you or if you're spending it by yourself. I also think we give ourselves too much pressure to live up to the holidays we are told we're supposed to have. And that can really mess us up. It messes with us because it just allows us to be disappointed quick. You know, if things go off the beaten pattern, if things don't go according to plan, then sometimes we're like, well, that ruined everything. I say, you know, if you want to hang out with the family, do it. If you want to play video games by yourself, do it. I'm going to be upfront and say, I have never been a fan of the big family gatherings. Never. I don't like being around big crowds of people like that at all, but especially when I know them. I mean, look, my relatives are great, right? But also, I used to live with my sister, you know, when I was helping out with the kids and stuff. And every big holiday, the relatives would come over and, you know, my sister and the family, they would do a big cookout, right? It didn't matter how cold it was outside, right? It could be winter, we're making fajitas, we're making meat. And I wouldn't be part of it. I would lock myself in my niece's room and not come out all night. Like, I'd stock up on food and take it into my bedroom and just stay in there. And that made me happy. And people used to always think that there was something wrong with me. People always tried to think like, oh man, what is wrong? Why doesn't she want to be part of this group? And it was because it just didn't click with me, if that makes any sense. I mean, now that I look back on it, I think it's just, I didn't feel like I fit into the whole picture either, because I was so different from everybody else. The parties were always the same, right? The parties would be men, women, and children all together. I was always the only single adult, right? And not only that, during these times, it's not that I was, old and, you know, like, oh man, she's never going to find a guy or anything. Early 20s, you know, but I was the only single adult. So it's like, but why is she single? What's wrong? You know, and it would always be the same thing. The men would end up drinking outside all night. The women would be in the kitchen gossiping about what's going on with who. The kids would run around and I didn't really feel like I belonged. And by the way, the kids would run around. If they got tired, they would fall asleep. But if they didn't, this is what always annoyed me. If they didn't, the kids would, their moms would tell them, don't do that. And then they would just go outside with their dads and do whatever they wanted. And basically the moms were like, oh, okay, don't listen to me then. Listen to your dad. You know, it was this whole thing where, and by the way, I say that it really annoyed me because they would do it where I could hear them all night long. And it was just like, but that was my choice, right? My choice was not to be part of that whole group, that whole setting. I didn't feel comfortable doing it. You know what I really liked doing? I would stay in my niece's room. I would just watch TV, or I would, you know, get on the laptop, read some stuff, and I loved it. I had so much fun with it. Let me tell you, if you feel like that, it's okay. Whatever makes you happy. Look, the relatives were nice enough, but I also didn't want to deal with the questions about what it is I was trying to do with my life, right? Meaning like acting, performing, everything, because they didn't get it. You know, most of the people at the parties, they all installed floors, you know? And there was also, I'm going to be up front, there was one relative in particular, this woman, that always kept telling me how I needed to dress up and wear makeup to attract a man all the time. Like if she was Yoda, that's the only piece of wisdom she would tell you, right? Like, makeup you wear. Like, this is her only piece of wisdom. You need to dress up and wear makeup to attract a man. She was also the one that liked to brag about doing Jane Fonda-like exercises to stay in shape. You know, she's the person that, you know, she would probably do like 100 arm circles in every direction, you know? Just, you know, she's like, I know, mira my arms, you know? I remember once, I'll never forget this, she told me every time she went to the grocery store, she would wear pantyhose because, mija, you always have to look your best. Like, as if I'm at checkout, my club card was going to ask me, are you wearing pantyhose to get extra savings? Like, seriously, like, this was her big thing. Like, mija, you gotta wear pantyhose when you go out. Oh, okay. Like, dude, if I'm wearing pantyhose to a grocery store, chances are I'm robbing that store. Like, I've watched too many old movies to know that's where the pantyhose go. Over your face, you're harder to identify. Boom. You know? So for me, that was how I spent the holidays. This year, for the second year in a row, I'm spending Christmas by myself in Los Angeles. I didn't want to. I was supposed to do a road trip with my brothers this year. I planned it out. The plan was for me to fly into McAllen, Texas, where I grew up, the Rio Grande Valley. I was going to rent a car, rent a big, like, SUV, and we were going to do a week-long road trip to L.A. because my brothers have never really checked out the Southwest. So we were going to stop in different cities and, you know, just check out places, and we were going to end up in L.A. for Christmas Eve. I had the whole trip planned, but decided to cancel it at the very last minute because of COVID. I think I was going to fly out on a Saturday. I canceled it Friday. You know, and no one in my family had COVID, but I'm taping my second Netflix special on January 8th. And because numbers are surging, I decided to cancel it and kind of put myself in a lockdown till the taping. I'm the only person that can't really get sick before my taping because, you know, I mean, obviously, it's obvious reasons. It's my taping. I mean, if you're shooting a special, the person with the special has to be there, right? And I have a lot of great people working on this special, on the production side, the people at the venue, and of course the audience. So I'm trying to be as safe as possible. Oh, and before I forget, I want to say thank you to everyone that bought tickets to the taping. Seriously, it means so much to me. I'm going to let you in on something, on a little secret. So we really wanted to put the tickets on sale earlier, but again, you know, because of COVID, everything moves slower than usual now. And, you know, things are out of our hands because there's so many different people working together, right? So then some people started having talks with me because we were getting the tickets delayed, you know, and people weren't sure, you know, people weren't sure if the tickets would sell because it's so close to Christmas and people are out of money during this time, which honestly is something I always try to keep in mind. You know, I usually try to think of how much are people spending on tickets to come see me, you know, because I know money is money. And at the same time, though, I started thinking, I don't know, I think people might buy the tickets. You know, there was a piece in the back of my mind, though, that was wondering if I could sell them, though, because all the doubts started getting louder. I started thinking to myself, well, I haven't shot a special since 2016. It's been such a long time. Do people still think of me as a comic? Like, I really thought that. Do people still think of me as a comic? I don't know. Is that the thing you do for a living? Yeah, but I still thought that. Then I started thinking, oh, well, you know, I took so much time off between specials. It's going to be what? It's going to be like 5 years, 6 years since I shot the last one. See, I'm the kind of person that even in the face of good news, I always imagine the worst. You know what I mean? And yes, I know, again, I need to stop doing that. I'm working on it. It's hard. It's a challenge, right? So I was in D.C. getting on a plane when I got the email that the tickets were going on sale. So I tried my best to hurry up and put them on social media before the plane took off, because that plane Wi-Fi is no joke. If you send a picture, it takes 3 years to get to people. I get it. We're in the sky, but come on. I posted it right as the plane was taking off. Now that I think about it, I don't even know why I gave myself that deadline now that I think of it. Like, I could have just posted the tickets when I landed, but I guess I just thought, this is what we've been waiting for. It has to happen now. When I landed about 5 hours later, guess what? Both shows were sold out.
What?
I was very excited. I'm really very excited about this whole thing, this whole special. I'm in such a different place now than I was when I shot my first special, Lower Classy. You know, I mean, when I think about it, I had no idea I was diabetic. I didn't know I was struggling with depression and anxiety. I was coming off a rough year when I realized that not everyone that called themselves my friend was a friend. It was a lot. It was so much. And in the past couple of years, I've been working on myself in a way that I was never able to understand that you could. You know, again, it's coming from being in a family where we couldn't just take care of ourselves, right? I realized how far I've come now in the past couple of years. My therapist always tells me I should be very proud of how far I've come. So I'm proud of where I've come, how far I've come, right? Still more work to do, but still I celebrate it. So when I found out I was going to shoot a second Netflix special, I knew I wanted to do it different than my first. I started thinking about how I could incorporate different parts of me into it. And by that, I mean, yes, I'm a stand-up comic, but there's so many different parts of me that, you know, people might not realize. Like, I'm really into social issues. I love people. Like, I love trying to help out community, but I'm also a big fan of supporting artists, especially Latino artists, and trying to, you know, highlight their, you know, their art, the creativity. I wanted to kind of show off people that I think should be shown off and highlighted, you know. And also, I picked the venue. It's gorgeous. It's the Wallace Theater in Beverly Hills. It's never had a stand-up show in it. So it's usually musicals, you know, Broadway. You know, I think I saw a show years ago that ended up on Broadway there. And then the more I started thinking about the special, the ideas started to come to me about who to get involved with. And I realized that it was going to be something very special. Like, my special was going to be special. It's going to be special. And I don't want to get into too many details because I want people to be surprised by it, but I also want to tell people so that they can be excited by it, you know? I'll admit, now there was a chat that I had a couple people early on that said that production was getting a little pricey and they were asking me if I would consider cutting down costs and everything. And you know, the thing I said right away, I said no so quickly, and I started thinking about why. And I finally remember I got to the point where I said, nah, you know what? We're keeping it as it is. Because I'm used to Latino productions being low budget. And guess what? This one is not going to be low budget. This is my way of reminding people, my people, that we deserve nice things. And once I said that, I realized that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to make this special, not special only for me, but I wanted to make it special for everybody that was going to be there. Because again, we deserve nice things. I'm excited. Now, I don't know when the special will be released. I know Netflix has a bunch of specials they need to take care of, like a bunch in the pipeline because of all the, you know, because of shutdown and the COVID rescheduling and everything. Once I have an idea of when it'll air, I'll let everybody know because I gotta be honest, I'm gonna need everybody's help to promote it. So, you know, keep, you know, I'll let everybody know. I'll post it on social media whenever I have any kind of idea, but like keep an eye on it for, because I really will want to have your help on this. It's crazy to think that December 2021, here I am preparing for my second hour stand-up special. I had no idea that's what I would be doing when I look back at the year, like in January. I don't know what your year has been for you, but I really hope that some of you, that all of you, have at least gotten some moments of stress-free living. I had a year of ups and downs. I started the year 2021 in January by turning in the script to a Lifetime Christmas movie I wrote called Holiday in Santa Fe, starring Mario Lopez. And, you know, in January, turning it in, I thought, whoa, this is a great way to start the year. Like, I can't wait to see what else happens, you know? Throughout the rest of the year, some family stuff and some professional stuff mixed together made it an awkward year. Throughout some of the years, I had some stuff with my family. My pregnant niece ended up having to move in with my sister because of an unfortunate situation where she lost her boyfriend. I converted the garage at my sister's house into a separate living area for her and the baby. This time was very stressful for me because I really wanted to be there for her, but COVID was still so much of a thing, even more than it is now. And at that time of the year, I still couldn't get vaccinated. This was in March. I didn't get my first vaccine till April, I think. I did end up being there for when the baby was born, a beautiful little girl named after my mother, Natalia. I remember when I first saw her, the first thing that came into my mind was how I was in the room the day my mother, Natalia, passed away in 2003. And here I was in 2021, in the room the day the next Natalia was born. It was surreal. It was emotional. I wasn't expecting it to be that emotional, but I guess that's what makes things emotional, right? You don't expect to feel things, and then all of a sudden you do, and you realize, wow, that came out of nowhere. But also, not surprised. I was also very surprised to learn that I would be the one to install a car seat into the car. Now, I don't know about you. I have no newborn baby experience. I don't have kids by myself, on my own. Apparently, with everything going on, my niece nor my sister had prepped the seat with the car seat. And the hospital doesn't release the baby until the nurse makes sure the car seat is in and set up correctly. I was told this fun fact the day my niece was getting released from the hospital. So guess what? Drum roll, please. It was my job to get the car seat and figure out how to do it.
What?
Why would you pick the person with no kids to be the one in charge of a car seat?
What?
I was on a time crunch. I took the car seat to the hospital. I remember this. I parked the car. I remember it was raining while I was doing it because, you know, when you're frustrated, guess what? Let's add some rain because it makes it feel better. It was raining. I kept messing it up. The instruction manual was not helping. I can't remember the last time an instruction manual helped me out where I was like, man, that's a good manual, right? I was confused. So confused. Like, I'm not fluent in instruction manual. So then I tried to YouTube instructions, but guess what? All the videos I was finding were so long because people were adding all these extra things to their videos. Like, I don't want to know. Look, I don't want you to tell me about your day. Just tell me how to install this seat, right? You'd start a video and it'd be all like cool little music. Today we're going to take this. And then they break down the history of a car seat. I don't even know. Tell me how to install it. I remember I lost it. I remember getting to the point. I mean, it's just me here in the rain installing this car seat. I was so frustrated. I finally realized I was crying, looking up at the rain, like that scene in Shawshank Redemption, right? But this car seat, installing this car seat was my tunnel of shit that I had to crawl through. You know what I mean? Finally, I can't even tell you how long it took. I got it installed and I had the nurse check it. Ooh, the way I was sweating from the car seat and also from freaking out if I had done it right. Oh no. I was just there like, did I pass my ACTs, my SATs? What's going on, right? Then she said it was good and I felt like crying. I was so happy. Like the tears of joy. I felt like I had just won both showcase showdowns on The Price is Right. You know what I mean? Like I was all like, all right, come on down. You know what I mean? Like I won them all. So that was the first week of June. In the next 4 weeks, now what? We're in July. I get a call. Random call out of nowhere. Was not expecting me. Like I was not expecting it. Asking if I was interested in maybe hosting a reboot of a show I loved watching as a kid on Nickelodeon called Legends of the Hidden Temple for the CW. And I instantly said, hell yeah, like I loved this show. I was told I needed to meet with the producers to see if we hit it off, you know, et cetera. Like you know, the usual, this is kind of one of the first steps for something like this. So check this out. The day of my Zoom meeting. The meeting is at noon. I'm doing like my version of hair and makeup, everything. I literally get a call at 11:50. It seems like a scene in a movie, right? When you think about it, you think there's no way this is true, but it just seemed the timing was impeccable, right? So I get a call at 11:50. Reminder, 10 minutes before my meeting. It's my niece. And she's crying. She tells me my sister's in the hospital. She had a stroke. What? And my niece repeats it. My sister's in the hospital. So, as an aside, let me tell you, my job in the family, this is my job. My job in the family is to always show up. It doesn't matter if I have any work thing or anything, I have to show up. If there's an emergency, I'm there. I'm always there. I've always been there. I'll always be there. I'm lucky now that I have the money to not have to worry about how I'm going to get there. But guess what? I'm always there. Even when I had no money, if I had to take a bus, if I had to take a train, guess what? I showed up. I'm going to get there no matter what. So now, minutes before my meeting, I'm crying. The makeup I had just put on is melting. And I remember telling my niece, everything's going to be okay. I'm going to be there as soon as I can. And right now, the most important thing is getting to Dallas. I'm in Los Angeles. And I just keep telling her, hey, I'm going to look up flights. I'm going to let you know when I'm on the way. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there to make things okay. And I tell her I have something to do. But once I get my travel plans, I'm going to let her know. So I hang up, and here I am. I'm worried about my sister, and I have to do this meeting about Legends of the Hidden Temple, and I'm having trouble concentrating, but I'm trying to do my best to fix the makeup, and I'm thinking, man, like, do I tell them? Do I tell them what's going on? And, you know, and then I start thinking, it's weird. I've never met these people.
I'm not going to tell them. I'm going to see if I can get through it. And I'm trying to fix the makeup as best as I can. I sit down and I go to the Zoom room. Like, I go to the Zoom meeting. And in the next 45 minutes, like, no one knows what's happening to me. Like, I put on that happy face and I tell them, you know, how much I love the show, how much I love, like, games that teach you things but also allow us to be free and act like kids. Because I mean it. I do. I love those. I love that kind of world, you know? And I do it all with a smile. And we all seem to get along beautifully. And the moment we hang up the Zoom, I just turn off the computer, like I shut it down, and I start bawling my eyes out. Like, just bawling my eyes out. But guess what? There's no time to cry right now because I have to Google flights. So I end up getting a flight that left in a couple hours. I packed a backpack and I figured I'll just buy clothes at Target or Walmart or something when I get there. I just need to get to Dallas. And hours later, I land, I rent the car, and I'm driving to the hospital, which is the same one that I had just been at weeks earlier with that car seat. Like, I know that drive by heart now. On the drive there, I get a call from my agent and my manager telling me that I'm getting the offer to host the show. And I remember telling them, okay. And I think there was part of them that wondered why I wasn't more excited. I just said okay. And I had to tell them what was going on. They had no clue. And in the next couple of days, the next week, I'm juggling dealing with this contract stuff that's all coming at once because this shoot for the show is last minute while I'm trying to, like, help my sister. She's had a stroke. She's in the hospital. She can barely walk. She's lost a lot of her memory. She's having trouble seeing. It was hard. And this is a great example of the struggle that I have in my life. You know, something good seems to happen in my life, but a lot of times I can't be happy about it because there's something else that I need to worry about, you know? And I think that comes from being the person, the somewhat matriarch of the family, right? And it's not healthy because you don't allow yourself to enjoy things. And, but that's, again, something I'm trying to deal with. And, I feel like in that week I was very numb. The only thing that mattered was hoping that my sister was okay. So the way that it happened, my sister got discharged days later from the hospital. I want to say it was like a Monday or Tuesday. I ended up having to fly back to LA on Saturday to start shooting Legends of the Hidden Temple on Sunday. We shot 12 episodes in 12 days. We shot all of the season in less than 2 weeks. I remember telling my sister when I was leaving that I had to leave for 2 weeks, but I was going to come right back. Like, I was going to come right back. Just hang in there. I'm coming back. And that's what I did. That's exactly what I did. I was checking in on her while I was shooting. We were out in the middle of nowhere. Reception was spotty, but I kept in touch with her. I kept in touch with the doctors, everything. The days were long and hot because it was in the summer. The shoot was fun. As much fun as I could let myself feel. But the moment the shoot was done, I flew back to Dallas to be with my sister. And that's what I did for months. Back and forth from LA to Texas to try to handle my family life right along with my career. Feeling guilty about the time I spent away from my sister and her family. Trying to work. And, you know, trying to not stop working because I had taken so much time off from work and I had just decided to come back. And then, you know, circumstances happen and I was worried about stopping work. And I just, but I also wanted to be there for my family. But I was, as I've always been. And over the months, my sister has improved a lot. She's made a lot of progress, a lot of progress. She still has some work to do, but man, she's made a lot of progress. I spent Thanksgiving with her, my niece, the baby, and my nephew, Sergio. I wanted to spend Thanksgiving with them because I hadn't been able to spend a lot of time with my brothers, which is why we were doing the road trip that I was talking about that I ended up canceling earlier, you know, for the Christmas trip. Family is very important to me, and it's very frustrating. And I have to say, it's so frustrating that for the past couple of years, COVID has really stopped me from doing things. And to me, it's just out of safety for everybody. And it's frustrating that some people can feel that they can live with a freedom that I can't, because I want to protect people. And now, again, like I said, it's Christmas and I'm here by myself in my apartment. And I hope that my family's spending a great day. My brothers are back home in Edinburgh, Texas. My sister, my niece and the baby, Sergio, David, they're all in Dallas. I got pictures from the baby's first Christmas, Natalia's first Christmas, which made me really happy. But above all, I gotta say, even though I'm here by myself, I'm spending the day by myself, spending it the way I want, you know, it was either spending it with my brothers or spending it by myself the way that I'm doing it. And if I have to wait till summer to see my brothers and really have a trip that I want us all to have, then we wait till summer, you know. But I wanted to catch all of you up on everything that's been happening to me, because I know so many of you, of my four listeners, all four of you, have asked me when I was doing a new podcast episode. But honestly, this year was very rough in regards of time, you know, aside from the awesome things that have happened, like the Lifetime Christmas movie coming out and hosting Legends of the Hidden Temple and prepping for the Netflix special, doing the Chicano Squad podcast, like all the other things. I also had to be there for family in times where you really don't know how long you're going to have to be there for family. I'm still there for them right now. Like I said, I always will be. I also have to admit that throughout all of this, I've also put my health aside. I've put my health aside, which isn't good for me. My diabetes numbers are going up. They were up. I'm focusing on bringing them down again. You know, it's the stress. I've been under a lot of stress. I don't know if anybody follows me on social media that remembers I got shingles in my face. Didn't know shingles was a thing I could get. I got shingles in my face by my left eye. And now I have scars by my eyebrows. I have scars left over from the shingles. Oh, well, that's life, you know. I see those scars now as a reminder to take a break now and then, because I got shingles from all the stress I was living with. So always remember, the more stressed out you are, there will be a point that when it becomes too much, your body's going to say, hey, guess what? You're sick now. Why? I can't handle it anymore. So you got to handle it. So that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been up to. Things are getting better. And, you know, things are getting obviously better enough to where I felt comfortable doing a podcast and letting everybody know that I'm doing good. And I wanted to check in with everybody, you know, and it's been a long time. And I'm sorry about that. And usually, I know on the podcast, I usually do a thing that, you know, about the thing I'm into this week. But let's face it, it's been many weeks. It's been many months. So I'm going to tell you the thing I've really been into lately, which is so random for me, and that's sleep. For a long time, I noticed I was getting up. I was waking up around 6:30. I'm exhausted. And then one day I thought to myself, why are you getting up so early if you don't feel like it? Like, if your body's still tired, why don't you sleep? And I realized it was out of habit, because again, growing up, I was taught to wake up early every day because I had to do things like clean the house, help my mom out, etc., etc. So then eventually I started thinking, okay, What happens?
Cristela,
what happens if you go back to sleep? Is the day ruined? So that's what I did one day. I'm not kidding. It was a big deal for me. I went back to sleep. And I realized that what happened was that I got less accomplished than what I had planned to in my day. But guess what? It was okay. And more importantly, I was okay with it. I realized that I needed to stop acting like sleep was a treat that I got when I deserved it. Because the truth is, sleep is part of actually living life. So the thing that I'm into lately is surprisingly not a Lego set or roller skates or any random vintage toy, though I have new ones that I'll probably talk about later. It's sleep. And I wanted to talk about it because I suggest that some of you try it. Because I have a feeling that some of my four listeners might connect with what I'm saying about how some of us might have been taught that maybe sleeping in wasn't ever okay because there were things to do. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter what time you wake up. Those things still have to be done. So do it at your own pace. How about that? So that's what I've been doing. That's my life. I think I should probably get to the stopping point of the podcast episode now. It's Christmas Day. I just wanted to, again, drop this podcast for all of my four listeners to let everyone know what I've been up to. And more importantly, that I appreciate you all so much. It really means a lot to know that people want to hear from me. I think I said at the beginning, I'm a person that has always been taught to, I'm a person that's always been taught to be of service to others. And when you come from that thinking, it's hard to actually see your worth because you're too busy serving. So when you get your messages, when I get your messages asking me for a new episode or just checking in on me via social media, I just want you to know that I see them and that I really appreciate them. Sometimes I can't respond, but literally it's because I'm checking social media. I don't expect to get such a lovely message from people, and I'm in the middle of doing something that really takes up a lot of my time. But thank you so much. Again, Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Remember, COVID is still a thing. Protect yourself and the ones you love. The production and I are trying to make sure we're ready for the Netflix taping in a couple of weeks. January 8th, Wallace Theater. Two shows, 7 to 9:30. Tickets sold out. We're working on making everyone safe. We're trying to make sure everybody's safe because above everything else, that's the most important. I want everybody to know that the most important thing to me is not my stand-up. It's not my special. It's to make sure that you're all safe. That means the most to me. I have to make sure that you're all safe. So, having said that, until next time, this has finally been another episode of To Be Continued. Thank you for tuning in. And most importantly, in the words of one of my favorite shows of all time, thank you for being a friend. Bye, everybody!